This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, in the matter of Arthur C. Claypool, Protectee, Janet Ravenscraft versus Jennifer Claypool, decided June 24, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District, in the matter of Arthur C. Claypool, Protectee, Janet Ravenscraft, Appellant, v. W.D.86931, Jennifer Claypool, opinion filed June 24, 2025, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Macon County, Missouri. The Honorable Kristen Burks, judge before Division II. Cynthia L. Martin, presiding judge. Gary D. Witt, judge, and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge Janet Ravenscraft, Janet. One appeals from the October 13, 2023 order of the Probate Division of the Circuit Court, Court, appointing Jennifer Claypool, Jennifer, as the sole guardian and conservator of Janet and Jennifer's father, Arthur C. Claypool, Arthur. Because Janet's notice of appeal was untimely, we must dismiss this appeal. One, several people involved in this case share the same surname, so we refer to them by their first names to avoid confusion. No undue familiarity or disrespect is intended. Two, factual and procedural background, two. On October 21st, 2019, Arthur was diagnosed with an unspecified neurocognitive disorder with behavioral disturbance. His healthcare provider recommended that a trusted individual be appointed as his guardian to assist with Arthur's financial, medical, and personal decisions. As a result of this diagnosis, Arthur's daughter, Jennifer, and Arthur's son, brother, jointly filed a petition for the emergency appointment of a guardian and conservator of Arthur. Shortly thereafter, Arthur's third child, Janet, filed a competing petition for the appointment of a guardian and conservator of Arthur. Arthur is a resident of Annabelle in Macon County. Brother and Jennifer also reside in Macon County, and Janet resides in Kansas City, Missouri, about 150 miles away from Macon County. On January 31st, 2020, the court found Arthur to be incapacitated and totally disabled by reason of his physical, mental, and/or cognitive condition. By reason of Arthur's total incapacity and total disability, and because Arthur's identified needs cannot be met by a less restrictive alternative, the court found that it was necessary to appoint guardians of the person and conservators of the estate for Arthur and entered judgment accordingly. That same day, the court issued letters of co-guardianship of an incapacitated person and co-conservatorship of a disabled person. Initial letters to Arthur's three children, Janet, Jennifer, and brother. Two, we view the evidence in the light most favorable to the trial court's judgment, disregarding any contrary evidence and inferences. Estate of Lindner, 621 SW3D 567 570 NMA 1, Mercer App WD 2021. Three, by February 2021, disputes between Janet, Jennifer, and brother had begun making their way to the probate court. First, Jennifer and brother applied for their attorney fees for the initial petition for guardian and conservator. Janet objected to such payment because, as the court's original judgment had required, she had paid her own attorney fees for her initial guardianship and conservatorship petition. On April 1, 2021, Janet filed a motion to reinstate the estate plan of Arthur. Janet alleged Jennifer intentionally, substantially, and purposefully altered the estate plan of Arthur by transferring money from two of Arthur's accounts bearing beneficiary designations to Janet into Arthur's conservatorship account. Janet requested that the court order that the estate plan of Arthur C. Claypool be reestablished and that co-conservator Jennifer Claypool be sanctioned and cited for such actions. On May 18, 2021, just 16 months after the issuance of the initial letters, Jennifer and brother filed a motion for the removal of Janet as co-guardian and co-conservator. The motion stated that brother, Jennifer, and Janet can no longer work together to promote and protect the care, comfort, safety, health, and welfare of Arthur and his assets, and that the best interests of Arthur would be served by the court removing Janet as co-guardian and co-conservator. 8 days later, Janet filed her own motion, which sought to remove Jennifer and brother as co-guardians and co-conservators of Arthur. Janet's motion alleged that brother and Jennifer had failed to promote or provide for Arthur's best care for treatment, habilitation, support, and maintenance, and disturbed the estate plan of Arthur. On January 11, 2022, before the court had ruled on the competing motion seeking removal, Brother resigned as co-guardian and co-conservator. Accordingly, the court issued successor letters of guardianship and conservatorship, memorializing Janet and Jennifer's appointment as joint co-guardians and co-conservators in January 2022. On September 1st, 2022, the Missouri DePardi